Radio Nova. PPI Radio Awards 2012. Music Station of the Year. Radio Nova.
Pass the conditioner. I tell you boys,
it's harder than it looks.
It's a long way to the shop if you want a sausage roll.
Sir Jimmy Savile! Woo! Tiernan, Sir Jimmy Savile is on the other line. Say hello.
Jimmy, good morning. How are you?
Was it you that borrowed a fiver off me?
Oh, jeez, will you stop that? You fellas from the north of England. Tiernan, what was your favourite Jimmy Savile moment?
My favourite Jimmy Savile moment was Jim will fix it the night he brought a granny on who played keyboards, and he brought her on to play keyboards with Tin Lizzy, and they did a song called Hollywood Down in Your Look.
Do you remember that, Jimmy?
Like it was yesterday. I remember all the fix-its. That was tremendous. Top of the Pops was tremendous. Everywhere was tremendous. Bal Doyle was tremendous. The sponsored walk from Middle Abbey Street was tremendous. That's the story of my life.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Jimmy.
An honour and a pleasure. And give my love to everybody that lives on that wonderful country.
As your commute home going, you can give us a shout anytime with some Nova instant traffic. Our number here is 4404100. What about you, Luke? How are you getting on?
I'm still 107, and the traffic's mad. Play ACDC, please. Oh, all right. I'm on my way home to Bartley.
Okay, maybe I could try and get some AC/DC on. What do you think? Should you get some AC/DC on?
Absolutely.
All right, this is Nova.
In conversation with Barry Egan.
Tonight, Jim Fitzpatrick.
Radio Nova.
This is Barry Egan on Radio Nova, and tonight I'm in conversation with Jim Fitzpatrick, artist, and I think we can call you one of Phil Lynott's very best friends.
Yeah, we were very, very close friends for a long, long time, right to the end.
Can you remember the first time you met Phil Lynott?
I can. I was in Roy Esmond's studio.
Was the drugs to help him with hangovers and stuff like that? Or
I think he'd reached the end of his tether. I had so many conversations about this, and they were very private conversations, but I can be public about certain sections of them, where he told me he was running on empty, he couldn't give anymore. Remember what it's like when you succeed.
Yeah.
You get to the very top, right? And then he wants to break America. Everything goes haywire for reasons we all know about. Brian Robertson broke his hand in a fight. All kinds of things happened. They didn't make it in America. They had to withdraw. They had a huge hit with Boys Are Back in Town. And he wanted to restart the whole group and get it going again and really break the American market. But he felt the pressure on him was so immense. He said, imagine, Jim, you're working in an office and there's 30 to 40 people depending on you and your decisions, right? And if you get it wrong, they all go bust. And you know all their families, you know all their children, right? And I knew certain people he was talking about.
Yeah.
I knew exactly which families he was talking about. And I'd never thought of it like that. I thought of the rock star as always being on top of everything with all the acolytes.
And did he feel that pressure was almost crucifying
that
his creativity?
Got to the point.
When you want a radio station that plays artists like David Bowie and the Rolling Stones and Queen and just cool stuff like that, you know this is the one, don't you? This is Marty Miller. Hope the form is good. We're on Nova for the afternoon. We're also giving you a chance to qualify and win your way to Washington, D.C. How do you...
All next week on Radio Nova, your chance to win a return trip for two to Washington, D.C., including a three-night stay in a four-star hotel and return air travel. Tour America has teamed up with United Airlines to celebrate the launch of the new direct service from Dublin to Washington, D.C. starting in June. And you can be one of the first people in Dublin to fly the route and experience what D.C. has to offer. Get your suitcase and passports ready for the chance to kickstart 2012 with an incredible trip stateside. Radio Nova.
I'll tell you, it's seriously addictive.
I'm a Novaholic, and that's your fault.
It's not my fault.
You turned me onto this.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all.
And you're too blind, darling. You give love a bad name.
Now that is Andy Roberts. Andy Roberts is on the Lewis at the moment, serenading his fellow commuters.
A bad name.
Gee, I mean, in Paris, buskers do it, and they get paid for it.
Through hell. chains of love.
But they don't always wear a wedding dress, and that's the kicker in this case. Andy set himself his own challenge to win tickets to go and see Bon Jovi next summer. Radio Nova, come on the boys in green. On the streets as well of the city.
On the streets of Dublin and the county, the Radio Nova Rattle and Hummer Street Team.
Nova Bike Niall has been banging on about a special guest and whatnot. What's the story, Niall?
Marty, hi, the Rattle and Hummer team down at the D4 Hotel for the big Ireland game. Come on, the boys in green, let's hope they can do the business. We're in the D4 Hotel car park and I've just bumped into one of Ireland's national treasures, Jimmy McGee.
Marty, hello.
Well, Jimmy, this is an absolute pleasure. How do you think we're going to do tonight?
I think we won't lose. And I don't think Armenia will win.
Official words.
In other words, that's a roundabout way of saying it'll be a draw.
That's all we need, isn't it, Jimmy? It's 1 point.
That's all we need is 1 point. When I say we, you think you and I were playing, but we're not. We have a legacy from the World Cup in South Africa here. The Venezuelans, you hear them in the background.
This is brilliant. You're commentating on everything that's going by. What else is happening around there?
Well, there are three guys here from the Hells Angels, but they're in a Radio Nova four-wheel Hummer.
Yep, you're an honorary member of the Rattlin' Hummer Street Team there now, Jimmy. Thanks so much for having a word with us. Enjoy the game later on.
Marty, thank you a lot.
Marty, thanks all for the Rattlin' Hummer Team for now, but we'll keep you posted.
Make sure Jimmy gets a car sticker.
Oh, we'll do. Thanks, Marty.
Jimmy McGee on Nova. I like him. ZZ Top play next. If you're a parent of young
children... He redefined the whole period in which he existed.
It was just low IQ, high RPM.
The history of rock and roll
on Radio Nova.
This weekend, 1970 to 1974.
I don't care whether you've never listened to anyone before in your life. I am begging you right now. If you don't disperse right now, they're going to move in and it can only be a slaughter. Would you please listen to me? Jesus Christ, I don't want to be a part of this!
On May the 4th, 1970, members of the Ohio National Guard stormed the Kent State University, killing 4 students and wounding 9 others. Subsequent photographs, published in Life magazine, prompted Neil Young to write one of the decade's most controversial and powerful protest songs. David Crosby, who Young said cried when they recorded the song, recalls a recent trip to Kent State University in memorial to the students.
The looks on the faces of parents and people, you know, there, students who were there when it happened, parents of kids that it happened to, when we stood there and sang Ohio. I got a great job. I have a great thing to do in life.
Neil Young termed the Kent State incident as probably one of the biggest lessons at an American place of learning.
The history of rock and roll on Radio Nova.
Seriously addictive music.
And what's the story? Entertainment.ie votes you the raunchiest voice.
No, no, no. You guys voted on Entertainment.ie and I won, it seems.
Well, excellent, because you're the only DJ who talks to us. Every other DJ talks, but you talk to the people.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say so. Thank you so much. By the way, if you're near our website, if you can get to the webcam, the award is sitting beside me proudly. You can have a look. Nova.ie is the website.
Brilliant, brilliant. Keep up the good work.
Mitch, my man.
Half a man, down and under.
Hey, over and up. So, right, where are you?
I'm in Libby Valley supermarket.
Okay,
shopping
centre. So they know you're there. Have you made your presence felt?
I have made my presence felt. I asked a few people to do this and they won't do it.
Of course they won't, because they're not you, Mitch.
So I couldn't care less, Pat.
Exactly. Okay, stand up, be loud, be proud, hold that phone out and give me...
I'm addicted to Radio Nova. Is that any good, Pat?
I love the echo. Do it again.
I'm addicted to Radio Nova.
Once more, real loud, and...
Oh, well, here goes nothing, Pat. I'm addicted to Radio Nova. There.
Now get the hell out of there. You've won yourself a T-shirt.
Oh, I don't believe I do. All right, cheers, Pat. Good luck.
Nova Breakfast with Pat Courtney, broadcasting live from Terminal 2. The arrivals all thank you to The Loop. Save some time for a great shopping experience next time you're heading out. Or come back in for that, man. Right, who's the people from CBS? Are you from CBS Radio? Whoa, in which part of... Sorry, Pat Courtney.
Amy Jan, nice to meet you.
Jan, what are you doing here? You're going to broadcast from the parade.
No, we're not broadcasting. We just brought a big group from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, is that your lot?
Yes.
A couple.
We have...
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
welcome.
And we're going to drop off our bags and head to City Center.
Oh, my God. Are they ready for this, do you think?
Yeah, we haven't slept. So we're ready to go. We've been on the plane all night.
CBS and someone else is actually broadcasting the entire Paddy's Day Parade.
Oh, fantastic. It's going to be fun. I hear there's a lot of radio stations.
No, it's only one important one.
I know. I'm very excited. I got a T-shirt to take home to Texas.
That's my T-shirt.
Oh, well, you look good without it.
Well, you can come anytime you like.
There's fantasy. Then there's rock and roll fantasy. Radio Nova is about to make all your dirty little rock and roll fantasies come true. You and a friend will check in at the Playboy Mansion to party with the Playboy Bunnies, a host of rock and roll stars, and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. What's more, Nova will put you up in the four-star Hollywood Roosevelt on Hollywood Boulevard.
We'll fly you Dublin to L.A. with thanks to United Airlines.
Don't dream anymore. Live your fantasy. Win your way to the Bunnies, L.A., and the Rock and Roll Fantasy Party with Steven Tyler at the Playboy Mansion. The fun starts Monday with Radio Nova. Seriously addictive.
You're jamming me. That's a kicker, Tom, isn't it, that song?
It sure is.
Oh, loving that. Listen, I'm going to play some more pornography for the ears. Check this out. Ain't that just beautiful?
Absolutely. Can't wait to get the chance.
Oh, yes. Well, look, I tell you what we're going to do first, right? Let's get our priorities right here. Let's go trackside, and Seek and I win you the big prize for today, which is the TomTom Satellite Navigation System. Tom, we'll call it Tom. Now, it's going to get loud, Tom. You're going to have to yell, okay?
Okay.
All right, now the cars, the Formula One cars are approaching, their Ferraris are approaching the finish line. Who's going to take it of the Ferrari team? Will it be Felipe Massa, or will it be Fernando Alonso? Go on, Tom. Pick one.
Alonso.
It's going to be Alonso. I think, all right, I don't know what the result's going to be. Here comes. And it's Felipe Massa by a mere 3 car lengths from teammate Fernando Alonso. And it's all Nova by the prize draw. No. Well, listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Tom. Okay, here's the deal, Tom. I'm going to put you missed out on the big prize, the TomTom SatNav system, and can't put you in the draw for that, but I can put you in the draw for the consolation prize, which is the drive around the streets of Dublin in the Ferrari 348.
So, consolation prize.
Yeah. That's the way it goes. Nova.
It gets people talking.
The 6 o'clock Rock Report.
In association with Hot Press. Radio Nova.
First of all, we'll start with a major success as far as I'm concerned when it comes to one of my favourite bands ever, actually, Queen. Absolutely love them. And the first Queen video since 1999. And there's a little bit of this is kind of close to our hearts here at Radio Nova, because we talked about this on the Nova Rock Report, this talent search that was ongoing to make Queen's first video since 1999. We talked about it on the radio. Luke Leslie, you heard about this courtesy of Nova, didn't you?
That's it, yeah. Well, we'd made a music video for another Dublin band, Fusion Family, in January. And the lead singer, Brian Walton, is a good personal friend of mine. And he heard about the competition on Nova and mentioned, you know, why don't we use the video we just produced to open the door and to submit and get into this competition. So that's really how it all started. Well, and we submitted, let me see, over the course of the summer, and it was a three-heat competition. Spanning the world. It was a California-based company called Talent House curated and managed it. And I think how it works is musicians and filmmakers and all sorts of interesting folk kind of get in contact with Talent House. And Talent House basically runs the competition. They just put it out there and opened it up. So I think hundreds of submissions came in, and then we, through a public vote, were narrowed down to about 100. And we had basically a month from the beginning of August through to the end of the month to produce an original video.
But the bottom line is here, after everybody around the world submitting their videos, getting onto the shortlist, you went and won the flipping thing.
Well, we were blown away. I mean, I got a call about a week ago to say, listen, you're finalist, you're shortlisted. We'd love to have a chat with you. And it was a call from California rather than from Queens management. It was a talent house competition, you know, management. We wanted to actually have a face-to-face sort of Skype call with me. And over the course of the conversation, it was all, well, what if you won? What would that mean to you guys? And it was kind of more of an interview, a little bit like what I'm doing with yourselves here.
Yeah.
And it was only at the very end of the conversation that I realized the penny dropped and that we'd won. Because we were neck and neck with, it was like the Eurovision.
It is.
During the public vote, we were up against the Latvians.
Can I say, your video, man, your video is absolutely outstanding. It really is. I love the way.
All this week, random acts of kindness on Radio Nova. Your chance to let us help you reward someone you know who deserves a break. It could be a meal for two at a restaurant, a night out at the theatre, a weekend break for that special someone who's always doing so much for others. Listen for the cue to call or email us and tell us who it is you'd like to nominate and why. Random acts of kindness.
Over breakfast with Pat Courtney.
Purple haze for breakfast. Yum. Jimi Hendrix, 10 to 9. I'll tell you a little story. Kieran Kennedy. Around this time 2 years ago, Kieran's older brother Jamie passed away. Now, when his mother got that terrible phone call, Kieran's 14. It's 2 years ago. And Kieran was there for her. From the moment she got the phone call, been there ever since, never caused her an ounce of stress. 2 months ago, Kieran noticed a lump under his left arm. Right? Long story short, diagnosed with a rare form of cancer of the cartilage. So he'd major surgery. He'd always keep telling his mother, Pauline, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. On one particular occasion when Kieran's in his bed, right, Pauline goes and sits beside him. She couldn't hold back any longer. She breaks down. Kieran reaches out and says, look, don't cry over me or Jamie, because you know Jamie wouldn't want you to. He'd go mental. So anyhow, Kieran had his major surgery the week before Christmas. Results, hopefully, could involve radiotherapy or chemo, but we're waiting for the results. Been through a lot in his 16 years. Now, he did work experience in Western Aerodrome. When it was finished, he said to his mother he wanted to love a helicopter ride. So that's what the nomination is. And...
Hello?
Pauline.
Yeah?
It's Pat Courtney.
Hi, Pat.
I don't suppose he's awake, is he?
No, but I can wake him up.
Okay, go. Yeah, go on.
Right, I told him to keep his phone switched on. Can you hear me?
Oh, did you? Yeah, I can, yeah. Listen, I organised the helicopter flight for him with Irish Helicopters.
Oh, wow, Pat, thank you so much. That's fantastic.
I'd say that's woken him up. Go on.
Fantastic.
Get him up.
There's somebody to speak to you on the phone. It's important.
Hello?
Kieran, it's Pat Courtney at Radio Nova, man. How are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm sorry to wake you so early, but it's important.
No problem.
I had to tell you, I've organised a scenic flight on a helicopter for you.
No way, really?
Yeah, way. Irish Helicopters. It's out in Swords, Knock Sedan. And they take you, I've done this myself, and it's really good. Like, they take you up, they go over North Dublin, you go over Croke Park, come back over part of the city centre. If you tell us when you're doing it, we'll all wave.
Well, yeah, that's fantastic. Thanks a lot.
I know you've always wanted to do that, haven't you?
Yeah, no. It's really good, thanks. I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy the moment and enjoy the day, all right?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Hey, put Pauline back on.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Ah, there you go.
Oh, it's Pat, thank you so much. It's a wonderful thing. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Pleasure.
Thank you. Pleasure. With all my heart.
Pleasure, Pauline.
Thank you. Nice speaking to you.
Yeah, you too. Hope so.
Doing some karaoke Bye-bye. This morning to get you to the Deep Purple gig at the end of November in the O2 in London. Put you up overnight as well.
Giving it heaps on the school bus to Confey College in Leixlip. Hey, Owen.
Hello, Pat. How's it going?
You're the leader of the band this morning, I understand.
Oh, yeah. We have a motley crew here going from Lucan to Confey. Oh, I'm going to count them in. Are you ready, guys? After 3, 2, 1. Over and on the pass.
This is Radio Nova.
One and only.
I am absolutely addicted.